Okay, we are holding now on Moed Katan Yud Gimel. I apologize. Apparently, the recording for Yud Beis didn't work, and the re-recording didn't work, so I'm not sure if that's available. But we'll now pick it up with the last daf in the second parak. Mirz Hashem, we are going to finish the second parak today. We are 8 lines up from the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. Machnis adam pirosa mipnei haganavim. You're allowed to bring fruit in from the field on Chol HaMoed because the ganavim, you're afraid about the thieves. Vishola pishtanim in hamishra b'shvil shelo toivad. You could bring in your flax out of this like soaking pool so it won't get ruined from soaking too long in the water. Bilvad, however, there's one condition. Shelo yichavin es malachto b'moed. You couldn't plan from lichatchila you're going to be doing this on Chol HaMoed. Oh, I have so much free time, I might as well do it then. The chulon in all these cases im kibnu malachtan b'moed yovdu. So then, if you did plan to do it, it gets lost, and you're not allowed to get any hana from it. So ask the Gemara. Tana bilvad shiach nisein b'tzina letoich beso. When we're talking about bringing in your peiros, because you're scared that the ganavim, the thieves are going to take it, it has to be done b'tzina. It has to be done, discreetly in a private way. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Orach Chaim, Tov Kuf Lamed Ches Yud. Beis. Mutar lehachnis perus mipnei haganavim. V'im ein b'makom hamishtamer. Right, you're allowed to bring them in if it's not in a safe place. Umi, however, yas b'tzini, you have to do it privately. Kigon sheachnisein b'layla, do it at night. As the more is about to explain. If it's more public and being done at night, kigon shitzorich lahachnis bavukois vakolois, you have to bring these like torches and stuff like that. In that case, says the mechaber, yachnisim bayom, do it in the daytime when it's less public. Adds the Ramah, v'im iev shal lasosim ki'im b'farhesia. If the only way you can do it is public and everyone's going to know, hakol shari b'davar ha'aved. You're allowed to do this because of the heter of davar ha'aved, which we've seen so many times in the Masechta. And the Gemara brings a Maisa. Rav Yosef Havale Kishure. Rav Yosef had these like wooden beams, and Eilinhu Biyomama, and he brought them into his house during the daytime. Amale Abaye, Vatanya, we learned Bavad, Shech Nisein, Betzina, Betoch Beis. So you have to do it privately in a very discreet manner. Here you are doing it in the middle of the day. So Amale Tzina Dahane, the more sinua way, the more modest, discreet way of doing it with these types of beams, Yomamahu, is actually during the day. Kevin the Belalia, boy Gavri Yasire, and more people. I need more people to be working. It's going to be more obvious. It's more of a crowd. Uboe Medoichre Denura, and you need torch carriers. So therefore, it's Av Shemilsa. Therefore, it's like a public thing on Chol HaMoed. So it's better taka to do it during the daytime. Mishnah says, Vishola Pishtanim in Hamishra. You're allowed to pull out your flax from the soaking pool, so it's not going to get ruined from being in the water too long. But again, you have to not plan to do this originally on Chol HaMoed, right? And if you are doing it on Chol HaMoed, so the Mishnah said that then it's lost, right? Yovdu. Boy mine Rav Yirmiyah Mirabzera. He asked the following question. Let's say the person did this, and then he did the malacha, okay, but then he died, right? After doing so, do we give a knas on the children? In other words, are they now going to lose out from this? So, im tim salomar, if you're going to tell me now on the top of Yud Gimel, that tsarim oizen b'chor kanzu b'no achrav. In a case where a person would cut make a slit in the ear of the b'chor, right, so then in that case, there's a kanas, on purpose, mishum de isur doraisa, right? Because a bechor is not allowed to draw as a korban once it becomes a bal mum, so you're allowed to eat it, but you're not. It's not you're allowed to do this on purpose, right? So if you did sue, then we give a kanas, then the person would not be allowed to eat the meat. So the Gemara says on that there is a kanas on the son. Ve'im tim salomar mocher abdo legoy. And another type of case, you sold your Eved to a non-Jew, and then he died, so there's a Kenas on the son. Mishum dechol yoyma mafkele mitzvahs. Right? One second. I think I might have said it right. Let me just go back. Sarm ozen b'chor kantum in achrav mishum de isur derais, right? Because it's an isur deraisa. And in this case, is mishum dechol yoma mafkele mafkalei mi mitzvahs, because every day the eved is not doing mitzvahs. So halchamai, what's the halacha over here when again you plan to do your malacha on Chol HaMoed? So gavra kanes rabbanan. Is it a din in the gavra of Halesa? And the gavra, the man who did it, he's no longer here. Odilma mamona kane srabon. No, it's a din in the person's mamon, and that mamon is here. Vaha ise, right? This is very similar to like the cheftz gavra. You don't really find that so much. I think the place where it definitely comes up is the beginning of Nedarim. We talk about cheftz gavra, but here it's the same thing. Is it din on the gavra, on this man? And if that man is no longer alive, so it's not shaykh to make a knas on his kids? Or no, maybe it's on the item itself. That item still is around, that property that was benefited from doing malach and chalamoy, there would be shaykh to make it in. So Amalei Reb Zera says back to Yirmiyah. Tinisua, we learned this already. It's a Mishnah in Shavuos, Perek Dalad. Soda shenis kavtzo the Shavuos. If you had thorns and you took them out during Shemitah year, tizar lemoitzi Shavuos, you're allowed to sow in it in the Motzi Shavuos year. The taiva onedaira, if you had a field that was improved with fertilizer, or you closed it off so the animals were going to fertilize it, lo tizra lemoitzi Shavuos. In that case, you can't use it, right? There is a kanas on that type of thing. V'amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina naktinan. We have a tradition over here, Heteva Umes Benozora. If the improved in a way that it was prohibited, it was also, and then he died, his son could still work it. So Alma, you see from that, Ledide Kansa Rabbanan, Levere Lo Kansa Rabbanan. The knas is on this guy himself, but not on his son. So Hachinami, so to in our case about Malach and Chalamoid, Ledide Kansa Rabbanan, Levere Lo Kansa Rabbanan. That the knas is only on the man, the father who did it, acted inappropriately, but it would not be a knas on the sun itself. And that's learned out from this case of Shemitah. The Rambam brings this lehalacha in Hilchah Shemitah v'Yovel, in Perek Aleph Yudalid, Hamavir Kotzim Me'artso b'Shavuos, right? If you take out the thorns from your field in the Shemitah year, Kedei L'Sakno, to make it look, improve the land, Motzi Shavuos, right? Or you remove the stones from it, even though you weren't supposed to do this, you're not allowed to. Lo kansu also, there's not kanas, umutalo lizorob motzi shvius. So there isn't a kanas on the person for doing something, even though they did act inappropriately. So Amar Abaye says, Nakin, we have a Mesorah, we have a tradition. Time Taharosav Umes. If a person made something Tame, the Taharos, and then he died before paying, Lokonsu Beno Achrab, the Chazal didn't put a Knas on the son. My Taimo, what's the reason why not? So this belongs to that fascinating category of a Hezek She'enu Nikr, Loshme Hezek, because it's not evident, it's not necessarily noticeable to the eyes, therefore it's not called hezek. L'dide kansu rabbanan, l'vere lo kansu rabbanan. So on him there would be a kenas, but on the son there isn't a kenas. It's fascinating. We get to go to Choshen Mishpat for a moment. Not too often in Moed Katan you end up with a Choshen Mishpat, but it's brought down over here in Simen Shin Pehe Sif Aleph. Hamazikas chaveiro hezek she'ena nikar. Right. What's the example? Says the Mechaber Kigon, She'irev Yai Nesach B'Yeno. You poured in Yai Nesach, which is Osir, into his Yain. So it looks like the same. The rule is that there's nothing noticeable to the naked eye. So Min HaTorah Hu Potter. Aval Chachamim Kansuhu L'Shalim Nesach Shalim. There's a Kenas that you have to pay for what you caused him. You remazik him. Mehayofish Ibn Chosa, from the best, from the Idis, the best of your land. Kedin kol hamazikin, just like any other person who is damaging. Lefikach imes hamazik kodim shishalim. If the mazik died before he paid up, ein kontsim beno. We don't put the knas on his son. Achrab v'shalim v'chein im hayashogeg or onus potter. Right, and similarly, if he did it accidentally or he was forced to do, as you know, in that case, he's also potter from paying. Shlo kontsu el amazid. The only knas over here is actually if the guy did it on purpose. But okay, we got to get to learn the halacha in Choshen Mishpat. Good. Next Mishnah. Ein loichin batim. You know how to purchase house, avodim, slaves, ubehema, or animals, cattle on chalamoid. El etzar chamoid. Unless you actually need this for chalamoid. Oh, etzar chamoicher she'ein lo ma yoichel. Unless these are the seller. This guy himself doesn't have what to eat. So this halacha is brought down in Tuf Kuf Lamates Yud Beis. Says the Mechaber, in lochin batim avonim of hema, elo letzorach moed, o letzorach hamoicher she'en lo ma yoichel, unless the seller doesn't have what to eat, o letzorach hasochir she'moilich adavarim haniknim ein lo ma yoichel, he doesn't have. Says the Ramah, davka hani, it's specifically in these cases, te'ika pirsum b'kinyosan, right, v'av shemilsa, that it's obvious that you're buying these things, and av shemilsa, it's noticeable. Ava, but shar kelim nohugu liknosam bitzina, but other things can be purchased in privately, you know, in a discreet way, as we'll see at the very end of the Anamid Beis. Begins the Gemara. Boy mineri Rava Mirav Nachman. He asks, Schar Pu'ula She'en Lama Yoichel Mahu. What's the din for a worker who doesn't have anything to eat? Are you allowed to help him out? Meaning you don't need it, but you want to give him a job. So can you do that in Chol Moed? So Amalei Rav Nachman says, Tanena, we learned this in a Mishnah. O Litzarech Moicher She'en Lama Yoichel. Right? Or for the seller, if he has nothing to eat. So Sui Mai, what's this coming to add? Laudi Sui Schar Pu'ula. Isn't this coming to add a case for the wages of the person, not only the one who's selling the item? So Amalei, Rav says, Lo. Perushia ka mefarish. It's just explaining what's meant when you talk about the needs of the seller. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you could hire somebody for a job you don't need just because he doesn't have what to do. So Esvei Abaye asks the Kasha, based upon a Mishnah later on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Ein koisvin shtari chov b'moid. You're not allowed to write a shtar chov, like an IOU, a promissory note on chalamoid. V'im eino ma'amino, but you don't believe the guy. O she'in l'ma yochel, or you don't have anything to eat. Then harei ze yichtov. You could write it. She'in l'ma yochel esuy mais. What's that coming to add? The person who doesn't have to eat. Aren't they coming to add that you could do this? Lav l'suy schar pu'ula, right, for the wages of this sofer who's going to be writing up for you. So shma mino, you see a raya from here that you could hire somebody, a worker who needs to make parnasa, even work that really doesn't need to be done right now on Chol Hamoed. This halacha is in Tafkuf Mem Hei. Vav says the mechaber ein kosvin shtari chov b'moed. You can't do this. V'im ein ma'amino, if you don't believe Malvila Loive, the one who's giving the loan to the one who is borrowing, you don't believe him. V'halovit tzarech l'malas, he needs the money. O she'en lo l'soifer ma'yocho, or the sofer, the scribe doesn't have what to do. Harei ze yichtov, you could in fact write it. That's the halacha. Says the Ramah, umoter lichtov shtar mechira b'moed, aval ein lichtov shtar erisus v'kablonus shekibo koidem ha'moed. Okay, you can't make these types of arrangements that have done beforehand. What's fascinating over here in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, haloi v'tzarech l'maos b'chol ha'moed afilu she'ein l'tzarech ha'moed. He needs it, but not, he doesn't need the money for chol ha'moed. Aval kishelov l'tzarech acher ha'moed oser. Right, meaning he's lending it for, if he's lending it for after chol ha'moed, then it's not allowed. V'im lo yimsa acher ha'moed maos l'loi v'muter lichtoiv. If he's not going to have it afterwards, and you could write it to Havile Dover Ha'ove. This is another example of a loss. So in the Dirshu, they bring down a fascinating thing from the name of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Im loyve es hakesef letzarech hagdalas hasak. If you want to just profit on this to help things, he brings Shmir Shabbos Gilchusa she'ein ze nechshav davar ha'ave. That's not a loss. Elo, that's minias harevach. You're just not making more of a profit. But also lichtov avur haloyve halva. Kizo shtar b'moed, you can't do that. Aval, but im mekabel halvoa gedola b'miyuchad she'ena matzuya b'zman acher. This is the only time that's going to be available. Mutar lichtov aleha shtar af shehi litzarech agalas asaka of the rochav. If this is like a big opportunity that's going to be lost, then you could do it. Kevin shedoma hadaber le din yirid mur le'el. This is like the Yerid, the fair that's going to be passing through town, and if you don't get it now, you're not going to get it later. Shekol revach gadol she'ein motzi nechshav kedaver ha'aved. So a major loss that's going to be a major profit that's not going to be available at a later time is a daver ha'aved. It says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you in fact could write it down. Okay, back in the Gemara. Mosif Rav Sheshis I'll ask you a question. The Chachamim Omrim Shalosh Umaniyos Oisim Melachta B'Marvi Psachim Ad Chatzos. There are three types of jobs, three professions. You allow the Melach on Erev Pesach up till Chatzos. Hachayotin, a tailor. Vasaparim, a barber. Vakovsim, and the launderers. Right. You need these guys on Chol HaMoed. Hachayotim Shekein Hedyo Toifer Kedarko B'Chol HaShamoed. The tailors could do it on Erev Pesach because even a regular balabas, he could sew in a normal way on Chol HaMoed. Vasaparim, makovsin, the barbers and the launderers, shekein aboim medinas hayam v'hayot meis asurim, different heterim, if a person came from overseas, a person got out of jail on Chol HaMoed, mutar l'saper l'chabes b'chol shamoed, they're allowed to, right? So they had no opportunity to do so prior to the Yantav. This now, we leave Chelik Vav for a minute, we jump to Chelik He in the Mishnah Berurah. So over here, the halacha is Tuf Samich Ches. Sif He. Afilu Mokim Shinagu Lasa is Lo Yaschil B'tchilas Malacha Ba'arba Oser Af Api Shu Yachal Legamro Kledim Chatzos. El Shlosho Umanios Bilvad. Hey, there's only three professions we're allowed to do this. Shemaschilim Behem B'mokim Shinagu Lasa. If the minig is to do Malacha in this place, they could. Va'osin Ad Chatzos, they could work up until midday. Ve'elu Hein, they have three R. Chayatu Mashvara Va'saparin V'ha'kobsin. Aval Shar Umanios. Any other job, im hischa behem, koidem arba osir, who, she yigmor ad chatzos. Yesh makilin loimar, she shlosha umanios, and his karim, mas chilin vaosin ad chatzos, afil mokam shenogu shlolasos. Even if the minig is not to do malacha in this place, they could. Ve im hischa mi baod yom, bishar umanos, vahut sor chamoed, you're gonna need it, osin ad chatzos, vahachi nohog. They could do it up until chatzos, but again, there is in general a prohibition about doing malacha beyond the scope for now as to what exactly. Which malachas are allowed to be done after chatzos and which are not, but these three have a special dispensation. Okay, so now we're going to continue. The isal gadaitach scherpula she'en lo ma yoicha shari. If you're going to tell me that a guy who doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to work. Kol malachas nami lishteru. Then why is it limited to these three? I'm a different type of worker, so why can't I do my thing? I need to put food on the table. Right? So why is the halacha limited just to these three? Right? So you can't tell me it's just a general heter for any malacha to be done. So maskif lo Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks the kasha on this. Ella me'ata. If that's true, then it will come out the following halacha. Binyan lishterei, you'd be able to build something, right, on Erev Pesach. Shekein koisel hagohel v'shus harabim, because you have a wall that's like tilting towards v'shus harabim, and it could fall. So serbon kedarko, mipnei hasakana, you could break it down and then rebuild it on Chol HaMoed, because it's a danger, right? And building under these circumstances, that's allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, so it should also be permitted on on Erev Pesach. So, maskiflar Ravina, Ravina Sakasha, Elameata. If that's true, Lavlar Lishtre, a sofer who writes up shtaros, that should also be allowed to do it. Shkin Kosvin Kidushe Noshim Gitin Vishovrin. We write Gitin, we write the Shtar Kidushin, we write receipts. Those are done on Chol HaMoed. Ella Omravashi. No. Rav Shesh is really, his original Kasha has no basis. Moed Arba also Karamis? You're making a contradiction from Chol HaMoed to Erev Pesach? They're two totally separate concepts. Moed, why don't we do Malach on Chol HaMoed? Mishum Tirchahu. That's because of the effort that's involved. Uvumaka Pseida Shar Rabbonin. So if there's going to be a major loss, then okay, you can do it. Arba Osir, but Erev Pesach, Mishum Tzarech Yom Tovhu. Right? There, that we're doing it because you have to get ready for Yom Tov. Korban Pesach, immediate tzarich Yom Tov, shar Rabbonin. Something that's needed for Yom Tov, that's allowed. Immediate lav tzarich Yom Tov, lo shar Rabbonin. And something that's not needed. So what's needed? A tailor is needed. The barber is needed. But something that's not needed for Chol HaMoed, so there's no heter to be doing it. Okay, good. Next Mishnah. Ein mefanin labayis labayis. You're not allowed to move your possessions from one house to another house on Chol HaMoed. Ava mefanehu lechatzero. But you can move them into the chotzer, into your courtyard, if that's necessary. Ein mevien kelim beis ha'uman. You're not allowed to bring home your kelim from the house of the Beis Uman, the craftsman, after he completed them. Im choshesh lehem, but you're concerned if you leave them there, they're going to get stolen. Mefanan lechatzer acheres, you could put them into another courtyard. Okay, let's see this halacha. Tuf kuf lamid hey. Aleph. Ein mefanen mechatzer lechatzer. Okay, you can't bring from one chatzer to another. Afilu mikuur lenoe, even from a disgusting one to a nice one. Velo lefano diroso, velo lefano is kelav. You can't clean out your house. You can't bring your kelim. She'en tzorach amoid. If you don't need it, do it on Yom Tov. Vechol shekein she'osel ha'siya memoina me'il ir. You transfer your money from one city to another. Aval mefana hu mebayis labayis pa'osa chotzer. But if they open, as I was going to say, in the same chotzer, you could do it. V'im ein habatim psuchim lechotzer el lemovoy. But it doesn't open them to a chotzer. Again, the structure of the homes in those days, you had many homes open up to a chatzer, and they had many chatzeros that open up to a mavoi, an alleyway, right? But only opens up to a mavoi. Yeshomrim shemibayis labayis hasamach lamoter. You could put it in the house next to it. Haga imisyare machmas gneva bechatzer shedarsham. If you're scared they're going to steal, mutra afid lemachatzer lechatzer hamishtamer. You can bring it from your chatzer to a chatzer that is protected. Filu me'ir le'ir, and even from one city to another. Why? Bedavar ha'ovid shari. Because this is the same heter over and over and over again. You're allowed to do this for a potential loss. To avoid that loss, davar ha'ovid. Okay. So now I was going to ask Akasha. V'amarta reisha. You said in the reisha, in the beginning, ein mefan in klal, that you're not allowed to move your possessions at all, even from one house to another house. So how in the Mishnah does allow you moving them from one chatzer to another in the seifa? So Rabbi, no, seifa also in the bayis shebechatzer. The seifa is talking about a case where you're moving it from one bayis in the chatzer. You're within the same one, which we saw you could do that. Ein mavien kelim mi beis ha'uman. You're not allowed to bring home any of your kelim, your utensils from the house of the craftsman. Omer of Papa, Bodek Lon Rava. Rava tested us with the following question. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Ein mavien kelim mi beis ha'uman. Right? Once the Mishnah says you can't bring them home, remain who, but the other Mishnah says, Malichin mavien kelim mi beis ha'uman, afal pi she'ein letzarech ha'moid. That you're allowed to bring them and take them home, even if they're not needed for moed. That was his kasha, right? He asked him if he wanted to sharpen them learning. Vishaninle, so we answered him back. Kan, the Mishnah that allows it, that's Barba Osir. That's Erev Pesach. Okay. Vikan, and the Mishnah that says it's Osir, that's Bechol Shamoed. That's one teretz. The by a same, a second possible teretz. Hab habachol shamoed. Both of the Mishnayas are talking about chol moed. One's allowed to, one you're not. Kan, but the one that does, that says it's not, that's b'ma'amino. If you trust the guy, you believe in him, there's no reason, you're not scared that anything's going to happen, so then don't take it home. Kan, but the mission where you could take it, that's b'she'enu ma'amino. When you're, you don't trust him, and therefore you're allowed to take it. Okay. Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis v'hatanya. We learned in a b'raisama, v'en kelim Beis ha'uman kigon. Kad mi beis hakadar, you're allowed to bring home a jug from the jug maker's house. The kos mi beis hazaga, you're allowed to bring home a kos, a cup from the glass blower. Avalo tsemer mi beis hatzaba, but you can't bring home wool from the dyer's house. Velo kelim mi beis hauman, you can't bring home the utensils from the craftsman. The im ein lo ma yoichal, right? Okay, again, just to speak out. So those, like the wool and the kelim, you don't need them on Yom Tov. That's why you can't. But the mistama, the jug, and the kos, you do. So v'im ein lo ma'yochal, if you don't have anything to eat, the craftsman, noislin schar, you can pay him. Umanicho etzel, and you leave the kelim with him. V'im ein lo ma'aminim, if you don't believe him, you don't trust him, you're worried, manicho mibayis hasomachlo, you can take it and leave it in a house that's near the uman. I'm concerned that if you leave it there, it's going to be stolen. Mefon on the chotzer acher, so you can put it into another chotzer. Vim einu ma'aminon, in the other chotzer, you don't trust that guy. Mavim betzina betoch beso, then you could do it betzina in a modest, private, inconspicuous way. You could bring them home. Teiratz the mavian. Okay, good. So you gave a good teiratz for the stira about whether you could bring them home or not, right? We said that either it was when you don't trust him. Okay. Molichin, but to bring it to them, that's a kasha. You haven't answered that one up. Diktani, we learned. Ein mavin. You can't bring it to them. V'chol shechein she'ein malichin, right? Right? You can't, maybe you're bringing it home. So if you can't bring it home, certainly you can't bring it in the first place. So, right, it's a kasha el and the chavarta kedishninan meikara. Really, we'll go back to the original teretz that we gave, that one Mishnah was talking about Erev Pesach, and then the other one's talking about Chalamoid, and that way that would answer both of Mevi'in and Molichin, bringing it to him and taking it home. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Mechafin es haketzios bekash. You have these like figs that are spread out to dry, so you're allowed to cover them with straw. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer af ma'abin. Rabbi Yehuda says, now, why are you covering them? Because you're protected from the rain. Rabbi Yehuda says you could even condense them, right? So some want to learn, some Rishonim, that Rabbi Yehuda is being more machmir on the Tanakam. He goes, no, you can't cover them, but you could just like put them into a pile. Because if it's in one big pile, then you know not everyone's going to get wet if it rains. Mochre peiros, ksus v'kelim. If you sell fruits, you sell clothing, you sell kelim. Mochre betzina letzar chamoid. You sell them in a private way for chalamoid. Hatzayodim, a fisherman, v'hadashoshos, these are the people who make groats, v'hagrosos, and the bean pounders, they like pulverize the beans, osim betzin letzarech hamoed, they can do it privately if they see it for chalamoed. Rabbi Yossi omer, heim hechmiru al atzman. I was going to explain what that means. Rabbi Yossi says that these people were machmir on themselves, and they didn't do things that were necessarily even done, needed for the yamtav itself. So in Tuf Kuf Lamed Ches, Bees. One second. No. Dalet, I'm sorry. Hayilo te'enim shtuchim basade liyabesh v'yarem hamotar muter lechafosam bekash afilu chifli rav. So if you have these dry things and you're scared that something's going to happen, you're allowed to cover them. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Yudalet. You're allowed to cut down things that were attached to the ground if you needed to do it for this. That's a chiddush. You could do a major malacha of kotzer in order to get the straw to cover up these dried figs. Says the Gemara, Pligi bo Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Asis machloikis. V'tarvayu mishmei dechizkia. They're both saying over the name of Chizkia. Chizkia Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar, one of them said like this, Mechapin, what does it mean to cover them? Akluche, that means lightly with straw. Ma'abin, right, but to condense them, that's asmuche, that's like to put a lot of straw on them. Chad Amar, no. Mechapin, when we talk about covering, that's bein akluche, bein asmuche, that's with a little bit of straw or a lot of straw. But ma'abin, that's a different thing. Osin oso kimin kri, that's like making it into a pile. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a brice like this, Ma'abin Oisin Oisukim in Kri, that the word, the verb Ma'abin means to make it into a pile, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's what the Rishonim was saying in the Mishnah, that's maybe he was being machmir on the Tanakama. Mochre Peros, Ksus Vekelim, Mochre Betzina. If you're selling these items, then you sell them privately. Iba Iluhu, Heinech Mir Al Atzman. What does it mean they were machmir on themselves? Dohavi Avde Klal, they do it all? Odil, maybe no. Dahavi Avde Betzina. They did it, but they did it in a private way. So Tashma, bring your Bryce to answer up the question. Mochre Peros, Ksus Vekelim, Mochre Betzina, Tzara Chamoid. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tigare Tveria, Heinech Mir Al Atzman, Shlahu, Mochre Kol Iker. So the merchants of Tveria, they were machmir on themselves, they didn't sell it all, not even in private. If you trap animals, birds, fish, so you do it privately if you need it for moed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzadei Akko heinech miral atzman, shlohayhu tzadein kol ikar. The hunters in Akko, located in northern Eretz Israel, they were machmir into themselves. Deshoshei, these groat makers, they used to crack the grain. Chilka, Gemara's going to explain what each one of these are. Chilka, Targis, Veti, Sone. So, Doshashin, Betzin, and Letzarech Hamoed. You could crack these types of things in private. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Doshoshe, Tzipore, the groat makers in Tzipore, Heinech Miral Asan, Shlo Yehu, Doshashin, Kol Iker. They wouldn't crack it all. So, it comes out according to Yossi, when we're talking that they were Machmir not even to do it at all. The chimra was they weren't doing it at all. Not even, I mean, privately for sure not, but they weren't doing it at all. Omer Abaye, what does this mean? Chilka, that means chada letarte, to take one kernel and to crush it, make like break it into two. Targis, that's chada letlos, that's taking one and breaking into three. Tisane, that's chada arba, you take one grain and break it into four. Ki asa Rabdimi Amar Kunta. Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He says chilka is a type of kunta, it's a type of emmer wheat. Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Chilka, targis, v'tisone, right? These things, tamei and b'chol makom, they could become tamei. Okay, so bishlim, levanda omer, chad letarte, letlas l'arbol. If you understand that you're cracking these things into two, three, or four pieces, b'shum hachi, tamei and b'chol makom. That makes sense now, because I understand why it could become tamei, tis kashur, because it had a hechsher through coming in the water, right? Yad shachatam, it came into touch with these things, and now it could be mekabel tuma. El levanda omer, kunta, if you're going to tell me that it's a type of wheat, samai, tamei and b'chol makom. What's pshat now? You tell me it's become tamei. Halo is kashur. It never became in contact with any water. You're just defining what type of food it is. And it says, no, I'll give you a case. I'll explain the prices. Kigon de mikalfon, where it was husked. To ilav dishrulahu b'mayik. If you hadn't soaked it in water beforehand, lo have mikapla. You wouldn't be able to husk it. V'amay korele chilka. So why do you taka call this thing by chilka? Dishkal chelkayuk, because that their husks were removed. That's what the word chilka means, to take off their husks. So meisve hanoidim and hadogon. If a person takes a nether, they're not going to get any hana from dogon, from grain. So hanoidim and hadogon aser af the pool hamitzri yavish. You're not allowed to have these Egyptian dry beans umuter belach, but you're permitted to have them if they're wet. Umoter b'orez, you're allowed to have rice, b'chilka, you're allowed to have chilka, b'targis, b'tisane, you're allowed to have these three types of things. So bishlim l'man d'omer, chad l'tarte, chad l'tlosa, chad l'arboa. It makes a lot of sense if you tell me it's cracking it one into two, three, or four pieces, shop it, that's fine. Dinafaku lehu mitoras dogan. Because once you've done this, you took it out of the category of dogon. It's not grain anymore. But el lamanda omer kunta, if you're telling me that it's a type of wheat, dogon al yahavi. Okay? This is grain. So yeah, the Gemara says kasha. According to that pshat, it would be hard to understand. Now kasha doesn't mean it's rejected, it just means it's a difficulty. Ravuna Sharluhu Lahanhu Kruf Fiyoso. Lemeza Lizabune. He allowed these type of merchants, they sell like spices. So he allowed them to sell their spices in the regular way on Chol HaMoed. Eisei Rav Kahana, so Kahana asked the kasha on Rav Huna. Chanus Pesucha Listov, if you have a store that opens up into like a row of pillars that goes along the street, Posech V'no Kedarko, then in that case you're allowed to keep it open and closing it normal because it's not like in public view. However, Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim, if it opens up to the Rishus HaRabim, Posech Achas V'Noel Achas, you have to keep like one door open and one door closed. The Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, on the last day of Erev Yom Tov, on the last day, Motzi Uma'ater, you es Shuki Ha'ir Beperos B'Shvil Kvod Yom Tov Achron, then you're allowed to open up and you make everything pretty, right? And it's a cover for Yom Tov, Bepnei Kavod Yom Tov Achron in. So the Diak is that you're only allowed to do this for the last day of Yom Tov. Shalom Bepnei Kavod Yom Tov Lo. But if you're not doing it for the Kavod of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it, right? So you see from on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to. So how could Rav Huna allow these like type of these spice merchants, these Krufas Yasa, how could he let them sell the things normally? So what it says, Lokasha. No, it's not a problem. Ha bepeire, ha betavlin. No. When it says the fruit people, that's fruit sold in large quantities. That's not allowed. But when Rav Huna was making, that's by the spices. That's mutter because people buy these in a small amount, and therefore that's not really a problem. In Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tavkuf Lamites, Sif Yud, it says, Moichri Tavalin. If you sell things that don't last a long time, you can sell it in the normal way. Everyone knows that you're doing this for the for Yom Tov. In the Deer Shita, bring two fascinating pesachim from Rav Nissim Karlitz Shlita. He says, Tavlonim Yevashim, but if you have like dried types of spices, Shemiskayim Lizman Meruba, they'll last a long time, Kosh Shemotzi Bizman Eid, like we have nowadays. So he brings down the Chut Sheni. Chalamoi says she ain't hetter lemochram. There's no hetter to sell them. Shlohuter lemochor befarhesia ela tablonim lachim wet ones. She ain't miskaimim laorech zman. It won't last a long time. So that's one thing. This hetter doesn't apply to dry spices, only to things that won't last. And the second, he says, umechiras arba minim o schach besukas o matzos bepesach. Right, you're selling these types of things on chalamoi. Das Rosen Carlin. You're allowed to sell these things openly. Because everybody sees and recognizes that you're buying a ravos. You need them for Yom Tov. You're buying matzah. You need it for Yom Tov. Okay. Hadron lachmi shahafach. And Amir Tashem. Next time we'll start the third and final parak of Maseches Moed Katan.